Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning and welcome back to this Sunday's edition of the Sunday Spin. I had played earlier the Brandon Dixon, who plays Vice President Aaron Burr, addressing Vice President-elect Pence after the performance of Hamilton. And the Vice President-elect was on Fox News Sunday. Now, I mentioned Donald Trump had tweeted out this morning, "The cast and producers of Hamilton, which I hear is highly overrated, should immediately apologize to Mike Pence for their terrible behavior." Mike Pence responded on Fox News Sunday this morning by saying, "It's a great, great show," quote unquote, and he urges people to go see it. So there you go. This is our new incoming administration. They can't even agree on play reviews, apparently. Joining me now on the phone is Matt Murphy, former Republican senator from Palatine, and it's a double play for Mac Strategies. He's also now their government relations chief. And Matt, good to have you with us this morning.
Thanks, Rick. Good to be on with you.
I know that you have been part of some of these post-election panels, kind of trying to digest what we learned in Illinois in the November 8th election. And, you know, we've seen how Republicans in the legislative effort that was backed extensively by Governor Rauner picked up a net 4 seats in the House, picked up 2 seats in the state Senate. Democrats still have majorities. They still have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. They do not have one in the Illinois House. But yet we also saw in the statewide contests that it went still overwhelmingly Democrat. If you look at the race for comptroller, which was also viewed as somewhat of a proxy war, Susana Mendoza, the Democrat city clerk of Chicago, defeating Leslie Munger. What do you think all of this tells us as far as from a Republican perspective?
Well, I think it says a couple things. One, it says that Governor Rauner can protect Republicans. There was only one Republican legislator incumbent who lost a race, and there were, you know, some difficult circumstances around that. But there were several that were targeted that he was able to protect. Conversely, there were actually 5 House Democrat seats that switched, and a number of them were incumbent House Democrats who ran and lost. And so one of the things that was really interesting going back to Springfield last week was to kind of feel the vibe of anxiety among Democrats about whether or not Speaker Madigan politically is able to protect them when they stick with him versus the Republicans, who frankly feel a little bit more emboldened that if they stick with Governor Rauner, they are in a position to be protected politically. And I'll be honest, I didn't necessarily think this election was going to have much of an impact. But that's a noticeable shift in the mindset of those who serve in the legislature following this election. And, you know, you touched on the statewide. There's no question that Illinois in a presidential year is a Democrat state. But it's a dramatically different electorate and a different election in gubernatorial years. You've got probably maybe 2/3 of the people who vote in a presidential will still come out in the gubernatorial years. And, you know, that's going to redound typically, historically, to the benefit of Republican candidates. But I think one of the things, too, though, that you're seeing in Illinois right now is voters distinguishing between federal and state far more than they ever have. Perhaps some of that is due to the fact that Governor Rauner and the Republicans have put more money into talking about Mike Madigan than has ever been done. Maybe it's just the general direction of the state. I think the Loras poll right before the election, they polled and said at the federal level, Illinois voters, federal level, about half of them thought the country was going in the wrong direction. But the same people being polled thought 3/4 of them thought that the state was going in the wrong direction. And when you look at the election results, yeah, the federal offices, Hillary Clinton, Kirk Duckworth, were mid-teens, mid to upper teens victories for the Democrats. But Leslie Munger only lost by 4 points. And, you know, that's a huge difference. Granted, there was a lot more money spent on behalf of Munger, but it shows that it you can make, even in a presidential year at a statewide level, you can get competitive, you know, if you focus on those issues. And I do think it highlights the fact that the people are paying attention to the state, and I don't think that's going to stop anytime soon.
And they're paying attention, and they don't like what they're seeing.
Well, again, that Loras poll, 75% of people who are going to show up in a presidential election in Illinois thought the state was going in the wrong direction. And, you know, again, looking at the different makeup of the electorate in 2018 when Governor Rauner's at the top of the ticket, you know, you're talking about people who I think probably more often than not are going to be buying into the theme that this is Mike Madigan's fault primarily, and that number of 75 might even be higher. Now, my hope is in the intervening 2 years that some progress can be made and people start to feel like things are turning around in Illinois. But, you know, in the current construct, the pinning everything on Mike Madigan seemed to work for Republicans in a presidential year. And there's no reason, frankly, at this point to think that that wouldn't be perhaps even more successful with a gubernatorial turnout. So I would anticipate seeing more of that. And if you're a House Democrat with that leadership vote coming up, you've got to have a little bit of anxiety about whether you're going to have a full-throated support of Mike Madigan for Speaker again, because the Republicans in Illinois are going to hold you accountable to that and make sure your constituents know what you did.
We're speaking to former Republican Senator Matt Murphy of Palatine. He's governmental relations chief for MAC Strategies. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, and joining me on the phone is Matt Murphy, former Republican senator from Palatine, and he is the government relations head for MAC Strategies. Matt, when you look at the map of Illinois in this presidential race, and again, as you properly note, that the turnout in a presidential year is different than it is in the midterms, but one of the things that I was struck by was the way the collar counties had gone Democratic for Hillary Clinton, and in some respects, I'm wondering, all except for McHenry County, but in some respects, if that there wasn't a trickle-down factor there that helped protect some of those Democrats that are in the suburbs in what was traditionally the old rock-ribbed, you know, Republican firewall of the collar counties, but those Democratic legislative districts where that's the advantage of being in control of the map.
Well, there's no question that that this, you know, the map that is currently in place served to protect the incumbents that it was intended to protect. There's no doubt about that. And you know, look, there was a lot about Donald Trump's candidacy that was off-putting to suburban Republicans. And, you know, I don't know whether that resulted in a depressed vote there or maybe hurt Republicans down ballot. My guess is the redistricting maps probably were a bigger help to suburban Democrats than, say, a Hillary Clinton candidacy was, because, frankly, her candidacy didn't excite even her own base a whole lot. And I think those maps were, frankly, a bigger benefit to suburban Democrats than even the turnoff effect that Donald Trump may have had with maybe more typically right-leaning voters in the suburbs. So it's a really big issue, the map. It does, to a large extent, prevent voters from being able to choose who they want, and it blunts the effects of what could be a wave-type election like this potentially could have been. But you know, this map appears to be here for the short term, and we'll see whether anything can be done about the redistricting process going forward.
You know, we often talk about the kind of the two Illinois, or in some respects the three Illinois. When you look at the city, you look at the suburban, the suburbs, and then you look at the rest of the state. And to me, you know, that the downstate, for lack of a better term, you know, that really showed kind of the difference in when you look at some of those vote totals in the presidential race. And there's no doubt that where those pickups were made by Republicans in the legislature, it was downstate. And just, I mean, it just seems like, as much as we talk about a divided electorate and divided partisanship, we're really a divided state.
Well, I think that's an excellent point, Rick. And to be honest, we are somewhat in line with the rest of the country. I mean, you can take that red county, blue county map and just do Illinois, but you can do it nationally as well, and you're going to see the exact same makeup. Those more rural areas are increasingly Republican red, and the urban and suburban are the more blue. And, you know, if you look at the state legislature now, even with the gerrymandering that was done, you know, there are fewer and fewer, you know, the downstate rural Democrat legislator is almost extinct in Illinois. And, you know, I'm not sure that this is really positive either for the state or the country, that we are, you know, I don't know if balkanization is the right word, but that we're separating in this way. But you are seeing it. There's no question about it. And, you know, it's shaping up to where the suburbs will end up in these off-cycle years really being the battleground, with downstate areas being the Republican base, the city and inner ring suburbs being the Democrat base, and then, you know, the suburbs being who decides who, you know, the governor and the statewides are, and you know, the key races in the legislature going forward in the near term.
But we're losing, I mean, what used to be a strength of the state was the diversity, and now it's become the kind of the dichotomy.
Yeah, right. The fact that, so, you know, everybody always thinks of people being divided based on party. And you know this, but, you know, for the listeners, I mean, for a lot of the time, region was as big of an issue as
it was more of an issue.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you would see downstate Democrats and downstate Republicans in the legislature banding together to oppose, you know, a suburban Democrat and suburban Republican legislators on an issue, or vice versa. So there was actually a chance to build coalitions across party lines based on your shared geography that increasingly is going away. And again, I think that has the potential to be detrimental to the process of governing in Illinois. There's no question. But I think in the near term, you know, as I say, what you're going to see is the suburbs become really, really important in shaping the balance of power in Springfield.
Maybe it's time to bring back cumulative voting.
Interesting point.
I mean, that way everybody's got a seat at the table. And you find more various roving coalitions than you ever imagined.
There's no doubt. It actually does produce that outcome, I believe. And it decentralizes power from leadership, which I think a lot of people would like. You may have a hard time getting over the threshold point of
saying we need to add legislators.
Add more.
Yes.
Real excited about the ones they have now. I don't think they want to triple it.
Well, so much for that idea. Thank you. Well, Matt Murphy, former Republican senator from Palatine, head of the governmental relations efforts of MAC Strategies Group, thank you so much for joining me this Sunday, and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Rick. Thanks very much for having me. Always a pleasure.
We'll be back with more right after this.